You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting events with authors Rick Tulski, Keenan Orhan, and Martin MacTeasley in store this February. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events. Just a few notes, a few bars there from the Italian operatic composer Ruggero Leoncavallo, a Romanesca for chamber performance with performance led by violinists Thomas Furry and Lawrence Hassler on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to have you along for more classical music as things continue on a Thursday afternoon. Coming up in a bit, we've got the ensemble, Arlach Ensemble, with a guitar trio from Anton Diabelli, one of the Grand Serenades. That'll be followed by the Scottish National Orchestra and music by Frederick Delius and his musical love letter to one of his favorite places. We've got Paris, the Song of a Great City, all just ahead here in a noon hour of classical music on KPR. The National Symphony Orchestra of the South African Broadcasting Corporation and conductor Peter Marchbank, they've got our next performance, and it's a little something from an English composer of the early 20th century by the name of Cyril Scott, with an example of an aubade, or day piece, sort of the polar opposite to the nocturne. We've got an aubade for large orchestra for you next on KPR. They call that one an aubade, or day piece, aubade for large orchestra, music from English composer Cyril Scott, performed by the National Symphony of the South African Broadcasting Corporation and conductor Peter Marchbank on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:21. Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday afternoon. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. And in this noon hour still to come is the Scottish National Orchestra and music by Frederick Delius and his suite, Paris, the Song of a Great City, still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, we have sunny skies, and it's about 53 degrees. A high today around 61. For tonight, should be mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow is going to be a sunny day again with a high near 62. Looks like we've got rain in the forecast for the weekend starting Friday evening, when we have a 60% chance of showers and a 90% chance of rain for Saturday. Next on KPR, perhaps you've heard of Beethoven and his Diabelli Variations. Those were a set of 33 variations written on a waltz that was composed by one Anton Diabelli. He was an Austrian composer, born in 1781. He moved to Vienna to begin teaching piano and guitar and found work as a proofreader for a music publisher, and would go on to found his own music publishing business, Cappi and Diabelli. He remained a composer throughout his life as well, and we'll listen now to a guitar suite, a Grand Serenade No. 3, performed by the members of Arlach Ensemble on KPR. Grand Serenade No. 3 by the Austrian composer Anton Diabelli, performed by the Arlach Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:40 is the time, 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday afternoon. There's much more still to come after the news from NPR. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. We've heard already this hour the aubade, or day piece, What we'll listen to next is an orchestral nocturne, a night piece by composer Frederick Delius, written in 1899 and a musical tribute to one of his favorite cities, a city of mystery, a city of pleasures, music, and dancing, the place where he would meet his future wife and a city he lived in for many years. We'll hear Paris, the Song of a Great City, Andrew Davis and the Scottish National Orchestra, next on KPR. From Frederick Delius, an orchestral nocturne, as well as a musical love letter to his favorite place, we heard Paris, the Song of a Great City, with the Scottish National Orchestra led by Andrew Davis, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned for NPR News. Classics continue on in the next hour on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258PT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor John Elliott Gardiner getting things started in our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. A little piece by composer Emmanuel Chabrier, a prelude pastoral, here on KPR. Elsewhere in the hour, we'll have the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra along to give us music of a much similar character, a dreamy tone poem later from composer Zoltán Kodály called Summer Evening. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being a part of Classical Music on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, screening two documentaries about the artist Jimmy Tsutomu Mirakatani at Liberty Hall on February 20th at 7 p.m. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu and the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Next on KPR, we'll be off on a chamber performance given to us by Itzhak Perlman, cellist Lynn Harrell, and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazi. The music will be by Brahms, chamber music that he embarked on in 1880. His second piano trio in C major. He worked on this over the course of about 3 years with the help and input of Clara Schumann every step of the way. Piano Trio No. 2 in C next on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music by Johannes Brahms, completed in 1882. Piano Trio No. 2 in C major, performed by violinist Itzhak Perlman, cellist Lynn Harrell, and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazi here on KPR. 1:41 is the time, and it's a good time to mention that chamber music by Bach is going to be part of a concert this evening with the Bach Aria Soloists, welcoming hometown native Chris Comer back to Kansas City for one night only. Chris Comer is a great horn player, and there'll be a Brahms horn trio in tonight's program, along with music by Comer himself and Songs of Travel. It's going to be quite a performance by the Bach Aria Soloists, and it's happening this evening at the 1900 building at 1900 Shawnee Mission Parkway in Mission Woods, Kansas. Find out all about this performance and how to attend over at BachAriaSoloists.com. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online as well, kansaspublicradio.org. Something else to mention is that KPR is going to be throwing a big party at the end of this month to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence. Music by the band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. Check out the complete schedule of events and get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. We're joined now by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, and we have the first major orchestral work of Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály from 1906. It's a dreamy tone poem that, in the words of the composer, was conceived on summer evenings amid harvested cornfields by the ripples of the Adriatic. They call this Summer Evening, next on KPR. A tone poem composed in 1906 by Zoltán Kodály called Summer Evening, performed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra today on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, stay tuned for NPR News. Classical music continues on in the next hour, where we've got the work of Gabriele Beethoven, as well as a symphony by Hovhannes, all just ahead.
Hey, it's Daryl.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
65. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Empire Brass, with music by the great Giovanni Gabrielli, Canza number 14, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues for a bit while longer, until 3 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to bring it to you, and looking forward to a visit from the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic later this hour. We've got one of the symphonies of American composer Alan Hovhannes, who wrote in a ethereal and exquisite style, and what we'll hear is one of his Mountain Symphonies, Symphony number 66, known as the Hymn to Glacier Peak. We'll hear as well a bit of music, English chamber music for oboe and strings, by Ernest John Moran, all in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, sponsoring American mandolinist Sam Bush, live in concert at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, April 4th. Event and ticket information at liberty-hall.com. Onward with the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig to enjoy some music by Beethoven, who, amazingly as it seems, only ever in his lifetime wrote one single opera, an opera called Fidelio. That was all. It was also known as the Triumph of Marital Love. It was all about a woman who helped bust her husband out of jail before he could be unjustly executed. Only one opera, but that opera had a few different versions of its overture. Beethoven struggled a bit with that part and eventually produced enough material to make three separate standalone concert overtures that were all named after the opera's main character. We'll listen to the third of his Leonore overtures, Kurt Mazur and the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, next on Kansas Public Radio. There's the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig and conductor Kurt Mazur with the third of three concert overtures written by Beethoven in his attempt to get just right the overture to his one and only opera, Fidelio. We heard the Leonore Overture number 3. It is 2:23, and still to come is the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with an exquisite American symphony, the 66 by Alan Hovhannes, known as the Hymn to Glacier Peak. Still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from The Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham for the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artist Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. A little English chamber music on deck now, composed by Ernest John Moran. A fantasy quartet for oboe and strings for you, put on by the members of the Vanbrough Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Fantasy Quartet for Oboe and Strings by English composer Ernest John Moran, performed by the Vanbrough Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:39, a little over 20 minutes until All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Classics Live is this evening at 7 p.m., and more classical music from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. We've got the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic for you next, and music by American composer Alan Avanis, who developed a singular and unique voice in classical music in the 20th century, a blend of Western and Eastern musical traditions. And in 1992, he wrote his 66th symphony, one of his Mountain Reflections. A good deal of Havanas' work were meditations on nature. He maintained a home in Seattle, Washington, and visible from where he lived was the stratovolcano Glacier Peak. Then, for the Seattle Youth Symphony Orchestra in 92, he composed his Hymn to Glacier Peak. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, led by Gerard Schwartz, next on KPR. Concluding this afternoon's music with Symphony No. 66 by Alan Havanas, known as the Hymn to Glacier Peak. Gerard Schwartz, conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic on KPR. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you enjoyed this afternoon's classical music. It's about time for All Things Considered from NPR News, so I'll step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. Don't forget to catch Classics Live this evening at 7 on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Nuvon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvonhouse.com. It's 3 o'clock.